This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Along with virtual reality, artificial intelligence, AI, is one of the hot topics in tech of late, how to deal with it and how to interact with it. Up in Vermont, the Terrasim Movement Foundation is working on a different kind of AI, where the A is slightly less artificial and the I comes from you, your memories, your thoughts, your feelings, uploaded to a database and programmed into a digital you. Disconcerting, perhaps, also perhaps not too far in the future. Bruce Duncan is the managing director at the Terrasim Movement Foundation. Bruce, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here, Kai.
Tell me about the Terrasim Movement Foundation, would you? What is it that you all do?
Well, the Terrasim Movement Foundation is a private nonprofit research foundation in northern Vermont. And our primary charge is to explore the possibility of using people's life story information, their memories, their attitudes, beliefs, anything that's like in a photograph or video or maybe a journal, uploaded to a computer, and one day can that information be used to reanimate their personality? For example, you may be able to upload your personality into your smartphone.
Tell me more about this LifeKnot project. I mean, you have an actual, it's not, well, I suppose it is a sentient kind of a robot, right?
Right now we have Buna 48, who is what most people would recognize currently as like kind of a chatbot sentient level of AI. But nonetheless, it makes use of a person's mind file. In this case, the mind file of a specific person, her name's Buna Rothblatt. She volunteered to undergo, 80 plus hours of really pretty in-depth interviews about her life and about her childhood, about her experiences growing up as an African-American female in the United States. And that information is what provides the raw data for the programming and algorithms that were developed to create an interactive or social android. On the hardware side, David Hansen did a nice lifelike laser scan of the human subject. And that information allowed us to create a very realistic looking glimpse at what a mind file operating in a robot might look like.
We're going to do a video chat after we get off the phone. And so people are going to be able to see Buna 48 and me interacting. But for those who don't click on that link, what is, when people see, I don't even know, do you call it her, it? When people see Buna 48 for the first time, what's their reaction?
There's a range of reactions that people have to robots that look, very human-like. And Buna 48's no exception to that. But on the whole, I would say after about 6 years now of traveling around and talking to people with Buna 48, I'd say the majority of people are just curious.
Just because this is a business and economics program, though, I have to ask you, there will come a day, and I bet it's in the not too distant future, when corporate America looks at your project and says, man, we can make a bazoodle full of money in getting in on this.
I think it's only a matter of time. It's not a matter of if, but more a matter of when. Because this is going to be a game changer. Like, we really are going to have people that are going to use this powerful artificial intelligence to do all sorts of things. And I think it's incumbent upon us as citizens and consumers to really become aware of what our rights are and what are the responsibilities of people that use this technology.
Bruce Duncan is the managing director of the Terrasim Movement Foundation. Bruce, thanks very much.
Thanks, Guy. It's been a pleasure.
I mentioned that video chat. If you want to see Buna 48 in action, go over to marketplace.org or check out our Facebook page. We had a nice little chat we did, and it turns out, by the way, she's got a sense of humor.
Anyway, why did the robot chicken cross the playground? To get to the other slide.